For the stern Provost Marshal General, that was high praise. Patrick was a slender man, bald on the top, with a fringe of hair on the sides of his head sticking out like cat ears, and a bushy gray beard covering his face. He looked like he could bite the head off a tenpenny nail, he was so mean, according to a private who worked under him. Others shared that opinion until the day he died. Patrick once dressed down an officer so harshly, the 35-year-old man wept like a child. Patrick knew he was not popular with the units he commanded, but he thought his soldiers at least respected his iron-fisted rule. He acted like a martinet with his wife and children as well. Patrick suffered chronic intestinal disorders, hemorrhoids, and shoulder pains. The shoulder was made worse, he admitted, after he knocked down a subordinate for being insolent. He tried electric treatments for the bad shoulder and swallowed an iodine preparation for his stomach ailments. Combat, however, had made Patrick more religious, and he did have a gentle side when he cared to show it. He enjoyed feminine company and considered himself a lady charmer, particularly with Virginia women from whom he wanted information. He also sympathized with war victims on both sides, posting guards to protect Southern homes and chastising soldiers who marauded non-combatants. Patrick ran away from home and a domineering mother when he was 10 years old. At West Point, he ranked only 48 out of a class of 56. He served in the Mexican War, but later resigned from the Army and became a successful farmer, organizing an agricultural college. At the Civil War's outbreak, Patrick was Inspector General of New York's Volunteer Army. At the Antietam Battle, he accumulated a solid, although not brilliant, combat record as a brigade commander. Afterward, McClellan made Patrick his Provost Marshal General for the Army of the Potomac because of his reputation for unflinching honesty. Also, Patrick had not been a particularly outstanding field commander, so he was channeled into staff work. As Provost Marshal General, Patrick had a wide range of policing duties, enforcing camp discipline, battling vice, arresting criminals, carrying out court-martial sentences, rounding up deserters and stragglers. By the end of January, he had 2,830 men under him to carry out these assignments. During his first months on the job, Patrick also spent more and more time on another function he was ordered to oversee, intelligence collection. He set up a system of guards and passes for security against rebel agents. In southern territory the Union controlled, Patrick also fancied himself a seductive sleuth, playing cat and mouse for information with the wives of husbands who were off to war.